It's time to grab your book and your nipples. Snatch 22 Podcast. Hello and welcome to Snatch 22 Podcast, where we read and rail on ridiculous erotica. I'm Croy.
And I'm Tatiana.
Hello, my little kitten.
Oh, boogaboo.
This is our first week without our Princess Jess, who's on a big, juicy adventures. We do miss her, but we must keep on with our smut. We must...
The people need it. The people deserve it.
The people deserve to have tinglies in places they don't normally get tinglies.
Yes.
And especially with this week, we were going to be reading Doggy Style by Angelica Willows, but super genius Toddy was like, yo, motherfucker, it's about to be Easter. So instead, we shall segue into Easter smut.
Why miss a totally great opportunity for some bunny play?
Yeah, why have sex with a dog when we could have sex with a rabbit? Am I right?
I wonder if there's going to be, like, bun puns.
I don't know. This week, we're going to be doing live reads of erotica from fanfiction.net and literotica.com. So we don't know what we're getting ourselves into. We sure will find out, though. Maybe it'll be animals. Some nice bestiality. Perhaps like furry suits.
Well, I feel like when we were doing Doggy Style, we were basically going to get a lot of that anyway.
Oh, it's definitely going to be a real dog.
I'm concerned.
There are very strong expectations for that to be a house dog. But in the spirit of Easter, we move on. First, we're going to go to fanfiction.net and read The Easter Bunny by Sophie Angel 69.
Hell yeah.
Oh, shit. This is Twilight Easter erotica. Like Twilight, like vampires. So
not like the zone.
Dicks.
Dicks. I would totally watch Twilight Zone porn.
I would too. It's all going to be black and white and artistic. But yeah. There will be a moral compass at the end that like guides you. A twist. Like maybe you're having sex with somebody and then they turn around and bam! It's you!
They've been dead for 40 years!
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Necrophilia. Oh, no. Girl, what you doing?
Spitting into a napkin.
You trying to lube up and prepare for the bunny?
Sure.
He wants to fertilize your eggs.
That's what that's really about. That's where the bunny symbolism came from.
What? Are you deadly serious?
Yeah.
So the Easter Bunny comes to fuck women?
No.
You gotta spell this out for me. You know that I'm completely
I'm pretty sure that it, like Easter, you know, a lot of like the major Christian holidays like exist during times that a lot of pagan holidays were existing. And mm-hmm. I feel like spring is supposed to be like fertility and stuff. And so the bunny is a symbol of fertility. Eggs and stuff.
Oh my God.
And so, you know, the resurrection of Christ would conveniently happen there. I don't know actually when the resurrection would have happened, even in the chronological order, because I know that his birth, they've like done studies and research to be like, it definitely was not in December. It probably was more of like April.
I just like that the resurrection of Christ, which is like an actual, it is the start and ending, like the alpha and omega of our year counting measurement, also coincides with like just rampant sex, like yay bunnies and yay eggs and yeah, Jesus came out of the ground.
People
today
are getting resurrected.
Resurrectioned.
Yeah. Yum.
All right. Sophie Angel 69. Girl, what you gonna, wait, another quick, This has been a thing of debate. Not even necessarily debate, just discussion. And for listeners, I would love if you wrote us in and told us your thoughts on this. It had never occurred to me in my long, long, long life that you could 69 sideways.
Oh, wow.
It just never occurred to me.
It is the most convenient way.
It never crossed my mind. I'm like, I'm choking to death. Laying down here,
what
like,
a brave girl. What a brave
team. I feel like either way, like if you're laying down there, you're either choking to death, or if you're on top, then you're scared that if something is too wonderful, then you might accidentally like bite someone's penis off.
I've never felt like that was gonna
and me
happen.
Neither. But that's besides the point.
It's too wonderful. No.
Like, check, please.
I feel like you're too distracted. I feel like I can't ever like really get to a phenomenal place while I'm trying to focus on that. I don't know.
personally. No, there's no way. I don't know. I mean, it's a good way to, like, a good tool to just draw things out and be like, all right, this all feels good and we're all winning. It's not always got to be all about
coming.
I feel
like it's playful. It's playful and fun. It's bonding. Ooh. You know how I feel about 16.
So risky. Like, oh, I could accidentally toot in Charles' eye.
Charles. Charles. Who are we swiping on?
I was going to say, some failed ass kid to date, like, oh, you're not so nice. I could just crop dust you in the face.
Oh, good little...
Too bad for Charles! But anyway, Easter porn. So, the Easter Bunny. This is in Alex's POV. The author directly has it up top. Alex's POV. Would you like to start or would you like me to start?
Oh, sure. I'll start.
Okay, take it away.
Who the hell is Alex?
I don't fucking know.
I don't remember this. I did read Twilight. I don't remember Alex.
Okay, here's a synopsis. Alex is a 17-year-old girl with a major crush on her best friend, Renesmee Carly Cullen. Too bad Nessie doesn't swing that way.
Oh, it's a lesbian thing. Cool.
Oh, hey. Alex comes home to a seemingly empty house this Easter to find a treat far sweeter than she could have expected. Rated M for lemony goodness.
Lemony goodness? What's gonna happen with lemons?
If they're not using Windex on each other, I'm out.
I mean, like Pine Sol?
Yeah!
Pine Sol.
Well, I feel they would make you smell like a tree, not like a lemon.
Windex definitely doesn't smell like lemons.
You're not wrong. What's the orange Sol? Pine Sol is a tree.
Orange Sol. I think that is a thing.
It's an orange one. It's like a wood cleaner that smells exclusively of oranges. Never mind. So, Easter porn. <Oranges. laughs> Like orange saw, you know, like lemons.
Like Squidward. He's that octopus. Squid! Anyway. Okay.
Are you diving into your sexy voice?
Yeah. No, it has to be like a teen sexy. Ooh, she's okay. 17.
Ooh, fuck.
Thank you.
I'm here for you.
Fuck. Okay. I was glad to be alone in my house for the day. Mom was working and Blake was out celebrating Easter, how we celebrated every holiday or weekend or evening. Basically, was out drinking. I would probably bring some drunk slut home with him at 1 a.m.
Are they British? Because it says mum, and if they're British, I really almost expect you to incorporate Cockney.
Okay. I walked in my bedroom and threw my bag down before turning to freeze in shock at the sight before me. There on my bed was Renesmee, wearing a pair of bunny ears and not much else, besides a mischievous smile.
Aww.
I didn't know what to think. She looked hot. Like, really, really hot. My eyes traveled down her body, examining her perfect breasts that I had so long desired to see. They continued their journey down her flat stomach. Then her eyes continued, right? I thought her boobs kept on continuing.
Her eyes dripped down her face, rolled to her belly button.
I'm real scared. Cursing her legs? Oh, cursing her crossed legs, which hid from me that which I desired. Once I had finished mapping and memorizing every shape and contour of her body, ending with her long, sleek legs, I brought my eyes up to her once innocent face, seeing only mischief. Amusement and lust.
Damn, this sensual. Writing is sensual.
Yeah, it's definitely sensual. I'll also say this is weird because Renesmee is Edward and Bella's child.
Yeah,
so this is a weird choice, but
these
I'll
are minors.
It. Yeah, I guess.
I just didn't even. Oh man.
Yeah, they're 17. Ew.
Barf. At least it's not us. We did not write this.
We didn't write it.
We had not.
I had noticed the lollipop in her hand until she brought it up to her lips to lick it seductively. I felt my panties slowly growing wetter as I watched her work the lollipop in a way I did not know she even knew how to use her tongue. Wow, this is rough. Renesmee removed the sugary treat from her lips and held it out to me.
I thought it's in surgery.
Want a taste? She offered, speaking for the first time since I'd entered the room. I couldn't do anything besides nod my head. I was usually so calm and in control, but with the object of my desire, the one thing that haunted my dreams, sitting before me one step from naked, I was at a loss for words. Well then, come over here and have a lick. That's okay. How Renesmee talks. Have a lick.
El Peta.
I forgot where they live. Is it like Colorado, Oregon or something? Washington. Detroit. They live in Washington. I mean, I wouldn't know that. Why would I know that? Why would I know anything of the baseline of Twilight?
Toddie is our in-house vampire expert. For those who have lived under a rock for 26 years, God almighty.
Okay. Well, then come over here and have a lick. Renesmee commanded with a delicious double meaning.
Wow.
I walked towards one who could have me walking up in a cold sweat every night and fell to my knees before her. I leaned in and wrapped my tongue around the treat, tasting her saliva upon it. Suddenly, she grasped my chin between her fingers and angled my face up to look her in the eye. That's how Renesmee talks. Why don't you put that tongue to use somewhere else?
Damn, girl.
Her voice was just as alluring as it had been when she had first spoken. I nodded eagerly, and she tossed the lollipop aside before opening her legs. At my position, I had the perfect view of her wet pussy, surrounded by trimmed brown hair matching that on her head. As I brought my head forward to taste her dripping center,
alright.
Interesting. It was like heaven to feel her impossibly warm body and taste the delicious sweet evidence of her arousal. Damn. Evidence of her arousal. I like it. Deliciously
sweet evidence. Yeah, absolutely. Also, we got a brunette.
Yay, brunette. Do you want me just to finish this thing, or do you want me to give it to you?
Yeah, go for it. I just, dripping center, I'm like imagining a cave with like diamonds coming down or something.
Oh, that's nice. That's a nice way of viewing it. Yeah, like, sure.
I imagine an anus covered in rhinestones.
A crinkled hole of sorts.
That word's been haunting me since we read it.
Crinkled hole. Oh. So painful. In all my dreams of Renesmee, I had always been the more dominant one. Yet here I was, eagerly on my knees before this goddess, making her moan with my tongue. I felt her fingers make their way into my hair as she pulled me closer to her luscious body. Fuck, Alex, she said as I felt her body move. I opened my eyes to find her laying down as I continued to pleasure her as best I could. I focused my efforts on her clit and slipped and fingered inside her hot body, causing her to moan loudly. I added another finger and her voice grew louder. I continued thrusting my finger inside of her as I licked her sensitive pussy, humming slightly as I did so. Technique.
Have you ever tried that?
Going down on a woman?
No! I mean, well, no. That's a different story for a different time. No, humming. I've thought about it because I'm like, you would think that vibrators feel great on women and like guys use vibrating cock rings, but I feel like I would just feel really silly having like a dick in my mouth and being like, eyes in the back of your head, like,
I feel like I've tried to like elongate basically a moan.
Just like,
and use it as a kind of like, but not like consistent, because also like humming kind of takes breath.
Yep.
Right? So it's like, you know, I'm already having enough breathing problems where I'm at, so.
Like, do I choke to death for like one hella good blowjob? Or maybe just move your head really fast from side to side.
Well, I mean, I feel like it feels really good when a guy like moans when they're down on you. So like,
I don't know if I've ever had that happen.
What?
Well, I don't know. I mean, certainly have like exclaimed, but I don't think anyone's tried like the vibrating.
No. But that's what I'm saying. Like when they moan, I feel like there's kind of a moment of vibration because that's just what voices do.
That's fair.
Yeah. Anyway, so oh fuck. It's there. Good. She moaned, and I felt her fingers tighten in my hair as her walls clamped down around me, and she came around my fingers.
All right.
I removed my fingers and happily drank the sweet juices from her body before licking them off my fingers. Do you like that? I asked, standing up to view her beautiful body, no longer silent from the shock of seeing her as I did. Renesmee sat partially up and moved into the center of the bed, beckoning me forward. As I climbed on top of her, she captured my lips in a kiss and tore the clothes from my body. And I mean that she really tore them off my body. Not that I cared.
Pull away pants.
Yeah, pull Velcro, Velcro. She continued to massage my tongue with her own and brought her hand down to rub my clit. I moaned into her mouth and moved my hips against her hand. I was getting close, I could feel it. And when she removed her hand, earning a whimper from me, "Rub your clit against mine." As she deepened the kiss, I eagerly obeyed.
Was she texting over her shoulder, just super not even paying attention?
She's not into it. I love it. I felt her hands massaging my breasts as I ground us together, returning the favor. She moaned in my mouth and I moaned back as I felt myself about to come. "Are you nearly there?" She asked me before adding, "I am." I mumbled into her lips, unable to speak. Suddenly, Renesmee began bucking her hips, slamming our bodies against our bodies together. We both threw back our heads and cried out each other's names in ecstasy as we came. I collapsed on the bed next to her in exhaustion. "Fuck, that was amazing," I told her, breathing heavily. "I thought you'd like it," she told me with a smile, and a few things occurred to me. "Renesmee," I cried, and she looked at me, waiting for me to continue. "Okay, I'm not even going to ask how you got into my house, but how did you? I wasn't sure how to ask this. Talk while you were kissing me." Nessie sighed and cut my face before pressing her lips to mine. "Just stop asking questions, okay, Alex?" Oh, sorry. "Just stop asking questions, okay, Alex?"
I was like, oh, she's very peaceful now.
I heard her voice command. When she moved back to look into my eyes, I only nodded. "Good thing I'm assuming you have some toys lying around here." Oh, sorry. "Good thing I'm assuming you have some toys lying around here, because I'm nowhere near done," she told me, and I instantly forgot my exhaustion. As I attempted to run across the room to retrieve something for us to play with, her hand stopped me. "Alex." I turned to look at her. "Happy Easter," she said with a smile before releasing me. And that's it.
Okay. I'm gonna say
Happy Easter.
Yeah, Happy Easter. First of all, completely forgot it was Easter erotica.
Absolutely.
We started off with some fucking ears and then ended it off with some fucking Easter. But one of my new favorite visuals, between all the shit that we've ever read before, is like she started slamming our bodies together. I just imagine like basically from Toy Story when Sid's like holding two dolls and just going like, ah! Yeah. Like these two bodies just going like, oh yeah.
That was really good. I mean, that could have been a lot worse.
It could have been. There were some sexy moments. Right. I just love the way that she described her. It's so nice to hear. It's interesting. Like, so many of the authors that we've read have been female authors. But this was, like, to me, was the most flattering way that a woman has been described. It was unique and flattering. But they're, like,
yeah,
flat stomach, like, her, like, talking about her hips and stuff. Instead of just being, like, boobs, ass, yeah, pussy hole.
Agreed.
It was great.
Yeah, I was into it.
Good job, 69 Angel, whatever her name was.
Sophia, right? Am I right? Yeah, Sophie Angel 69.
And they didn't even 69 in that book. There must be a sequel.
Oh, there's gotta be. And I'm surprised they're lesbians.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes. Maybe the sequel will take place on Thanksgiving and will open with the discussion of turkey and then end with someone putting on a silly pilgrim hat.
I fucking hope so.
That's all we can hope for at this
Having
point.
Some fun with a drumstick.
Oh.
Or two.
Oh. Well, I'm going to shimmy on over to Literotica and read I Did the Easter Bunny by
I can't wait.
Violet Bird with a Y 3. Yesterday I was walking in the mall killing time during my lunch break.
Yeah.
In my head it was gonna be a sexy voice and immediately it was
like, bye. It's like one of the mutant sons. Go to the mall.
I am the hills and I do have eyes. I walked past the open area where they had set up the big chair and the camera for kids to take a picture with the Easter Bunny. As I passed by, I was looking at the Easter Bunny and he waved at me. Since I couldn't see the person inside, I wasn't really sure if he was waving at me or not, but the big head kept turning as I walked by and continued to wave until finally I waved back. That is fucking creepy. He then motioned me to come over and I thought, why not? I'll take a $5 Polaroid with an Easter bunny.
I bet she was thinking, like, oh, wow, Polaroids are so fucking in. This is Insta
This is Insta worthy.
Hashtag Easter bunny. Easter bucked. Easter fucked.
Easter fucked. Since it was lunchtime on a weekday, there wasn't a line. So I walked past the white picket fence that was set up for kitty mob control and sat on EB's lap. They're already on a nickname basis. EB. A fluffy white paw went to my waist, and I heard a male voice from inside say, what's your name? I told him my name was Angel, and he said, very sweet. As his paw moved down from my waist, down the curve of my hip, and settled on my ass.
What a perv.
Yeah, right off the, no one invited you. The Esther buddy was hitting on me, was all I could think. Just then, the photographer, dressed in green with a purple tulip headpiece, yelled, smile, and snapped a picture. I was caught off guard and blinked right when she took it, so I requested another. That's expensive. Hold on. Did she have to pay twice?
Not for this piece of shit. He better be giving her all of these for free.
But if you
for harassment on Polaroid.
Yeah, well, yeah, they definitely do have proof of that. Like, real-ass proof. But if you buy, because I bought Polaroids on Amazon, it's like $30 for an 8-pack.
Yeah, it's really expensive.
So I feel like she should have to probably pay for another.
Or maybe the Easter Bunny wants to keep these and he's going to pay for them.
Spank Bank.
Yeah, Spank Bank material. Maybe that's why he does this whole Easter Bunny gig.
Oh, just for like pictures of him just softly cupping a butt.
People have done weirder things, and we both know that.
Corey. You know what? They have. And by they, I mean us.
Yeah, we're right on par with Easter Bunny. Sure yeah, thing.
With,
yeah,
with wearing furry costumes and groping people's butts against their will. Butt cheek face. Butt cheek face. I requested another. All this time, EB's paw was moving over my ass, caressing it. Thinking I'd have some fun, I moved from one side of his lap to the other, rubbing my ass. I thought it's in my ass crotch.
My ass crotch. My favorite part of my ass and my crotch. The ass crotch.
It's like his hand, only it's its own thing.
Yeah.
Rubbing my ass over the crotch of his bunny suit. When I settled myself on his other leg, I looked at EB and saw that
the other leg is his dick.
Oh no!
His third leg.
It's just set up there. You never notice it. Dude, it's too late. I looked at EB and saw that the furry chest beneath his bright green vest was visibly taking deeper breaths. I smiled at him, evil, and said, what's wrong, EB? His muffled voice said, got anywhere to go after this? I got a break coming. Oh, yeah, fuck this. He's not suave anymore. He's going to be like, got anywhere to go after this? I got a break coming.
The bathrooms are usually pretty empty around this time.
I know there's a particularly good and abandoned merry-go-round. Good for the fuckings.
The woman's footlocker down at the mall.
I'm so glad. I was like, I hope you mean the shoe store and not like a proper changing
room. No, no.
Ever been to a fruit cart? They got umbrellas.
Wetzel's pretzels. Sale is over, so it's always pretty dead. I'm glad that the Easter Bunny has now become Gilbert Godfrey.
The Easter Bunny. Oh, Wetzel's pretzels. I've got about 40 minutes and I have to be back in my office. I can't commit.
Don't ruin your voice for it. For the bit. Don't do it.
I won't. I just won't. Just then, the purple tulip head said, are you ready? How nice of her to ask. EB and I nodded, yes, and she snapped a photo. I got up from EB's lap, and he stood up behind me. He told the tulip that he was taking his half hour, and that we'd be back for my picture later. She's gonna look biggity fucked up after that. Hair everywhere and sex makeup, like, just slipping away.
Oh, but we don't know that. We don't know how intense the sex is gonna be.
He's in a rabbit suit.
He is. She's not.
We don't know that. He never told us what she's wearing. She might be in her own rabbit suit. I like that.
I like leaving it to the imagination. Sure thing, Cry.
We zoom out. They're at San Diego Comic-Con.
Yes, this actually isn't that weird.
No, they're just yiffing at each other in a furry pile. Oh, happy Easter. E.B. took me by the hand and led me to one of the doors that led to the maze of hallways behind the mall stores. We're going to Lady Footlocker. I don't care what it says.
I'm so excited.
We walked through several hallways before we finally stopped at a door. Where are we? I asked. He looked back at me, but didn't say anything.
I'm intrigued.
He opened the door, and I could see that this was the storage room / dressing room of Lady Footlocker.
I was about to say Lady Footlocker!
There were Santa suits, elf costumes, an extra bunny suit. We're going there! And even different colored tulip heads.
Oh, thank God.
There was also a vanity table with a large makeup mirror surrounded by light.
They're gonna fuck on it.
Please. Please. Go to Mrs. Fields, fuck on the cookie cake. He led me to the table, cleared it off, and sat me down with my back leaning against the mirror. He removed his paws and put his hands to my knees to open my logs. His hands moved up and down under my skirt and over the insides of my thighs, getting closer and closer to my panties, the skirt that's over her Easter Bunny outfit. I started acting for him to touch me, and finally felt his fingers slipping past the elastic of my thong and over my wet slit.
A skirt and a thong in her bunny outfit. Okay.
She is aroused.
A hussy.
Yeah, she's a hussy. They also said the word slit. I'm
done.
So sad. He slipped a finger inside of me. Then two.
I feel like seven.
Then seven. Ah. He was amusing. Watching as I met his hand with every finger fucking stroke.
Ooh, finger fucking.
Jesus. My head was leaning back on the mirror, looking into the big black eyes of the Easter Bunny as he brought me to my first orgasm.
This is perfect. This is what we needed.
This dead face with that little buck tooth smile. Like,
That's my absolute nightmare. I don't want anything to do with that, truthfully. Nothing.
I hope he's silent the whole time. He put his finger... Oh, and his paws are off. So it's like a big hairy wrist and then a little human hand. Like a tiny hand.
Well, we don't know how tiny it is. Does he have like hairy knuckles? She has no idea if this guy's hot or not.
That might be the most terrifying part. I don't know. That's like a... I feel like maybe... Obviously it's different because you know who you're getting into the bathroom with in the Mile High Club. But maybe that same excitement factor of like... This is random. This is only going to happen once. I'm never going to see you again. Only this is like maybe. A heightened level of like...
I'm still really icked out by the costume itself. But I can understand maybe the... I mean, glory holes exist, so...
I'm sure hoping that this outfit has a flap. And he doesn't just try to like jam his penis through the fabric into her.
Use a zipper. Maybe a zipper. Velcro.
Oh, but then it would scrape.
I can't tell you. Okay, why don't you just keep on reading?
I sure will. I'm a speculator. He put his fingers to my lips, and I licked my honey from his fingers. Ew! I don't like that.
Me neither.
No. Standing up, I took off my clothes. I reached for the crotch of the suit and felt his erection and knew that he liked what he saw. He unzipped the zipper. Well, it was right there. He unzipped the zipper and started under his green vest and went down far enough for me to reach in. Mm. I opened up his suit and out popped a throbbing 8-inch cock already dripping with pre-cum. Boing!
Boing!
I licked the tip, savoring the salty sweet taste spreading over my tongue. I then licked all around his head and slowly let him put it into my mouth. I don't know if it was to be funny or kinky, but he put his paws back on.
Idiot! Yes, respect.
They were on either side of my head, pulling me forward gently.
Maybe his hands are just cold.
Oh. Oh, he's a nerd.
Maybe. We don't know. He's a freak. We don't know.
Maybe it's Bill Gates. Why not?
Okay, you know what? We could speculate. It could be Batman. Has this Easter Bunny and Batman ever been in the same room together? There's no way to tell.
We sure don't know.
It's Batman.
Batman, who is definitely not Bruce Wayne or the Easter Bunny. When he hit the back of my throat, I started moving his cock in and out of my mouth. My one hand pumped his meat, and the other reached into his costume to massage his balls. He moaned in pleasure as I sucked on him, and I could sense he wasn't going to last much longer. I took his cock into my mouth as far as it would go, relaxing my throat to take it all in. I sent him over the edge, and he came hard. A few spurts went down my throat. The rest hit my breasts and neck. No! She's still in her clothes!
I was like, oh, how are you going to get out of this fucking mall?
I guess she could go buy something else, but he better give her some money.
Yeah, right? And the Polaroids better be on the house.
That's why we do it, boys and girls. Free Easter Bunny Polaroids. That's why we do it. Bukkake for friends. Beautiful.
Oh, nice.
Beautiful. I clean myself off, taking two of my fingers and scooping his cum from my skin to my mouth.
When girls do that, I don't understand.
Universe. That's just, I swear that's got to be an erotica thing. Or like a porn
thing. It's definitely a porn thing.
Can we all make a motion to like make, maybe not like realistic boring porn, but like educational porn, where they're like having sex and then turn to the camera and they're like, anal doesn't have to be this big mystery. Just talk about it and slowly stretch her out for weeks with lube first.
Oh, yeah. I would dig it.
Yeah.
Especially like for oral, I think on both parties it would be really helpful.
Yeah, instead of slapping her in the face with your dick and popping it out and like jizzing in her eye without permission. Yeah. All these things that dudes watch and are like, this must be what makes me sexy and like what makes me a porn star, and it's my nightmare.
I just don't even understand either, like, which starts first. Is it like, do men find that attractive so porn exists with that? Or have men been conditioned by porn so long that they're now turned on by that? It's like women seeing certain, women or anybody, seeing romantic movies and being like, do we think that's romantic? Or is it romantic because we've seen it for years, for decades, and that's why we, like, register that?
Like how they're, oh my god. Let me, skipping straight into the double standards, where it's like, a girl will call a guy and pursue him the whole movie, and they're like, she's crazy. And then a whole movie, a guy will, like, call a girl and pursue her and follow her, and everyone's like, oh my god, he just knew they were meant to be together, so he kept trying.
She just has to figure it out. She's stupid.
Oh my god. That kind of shit is, like,
ugh. I like the standard of, like, basically, you can do the creepiest thing imaginable, but if you're hot, it's fine.
It's fine, but usually only if you're a dude, but sometimes if you're a girl, too.
Yeah, sometimes it's both, but it's definitely, at least in movies, it's mostly, like, that vampire, what is the word? It's not stereotype of vampires, but, like, the trope. Like, you know, like, help me.
Well, like, being sexy and dead and it's cool if I bite you, or
no,
what?
No, it's just that, like, most, it just goes with the territory as far as, like, all, like, watch Vampire Diaries or anything like that, where it's, like, they're very possessive. Like, that's, like, a sexy quality. It's, like, you're mine. Oh. I own you. And, like, I've read these books and I've watched these shows and been, like, absolutely on board for the rest of my life. And the only thing that really changes the fact that they're terrifying is that they're so hot. And that's, like, all you need, man. All you need.
It is weird, too, because you hear people so interested in the concept of, like, oh, my God, like, he doesn't want me to see anybody. He doesn't want me to hang out with anyone. Like, that's possessive.
Ew, that's such a nightmare. Scary. Yeah.
Yeah, but
how about,
like,
a little thing called trust, guys? A little thing called trust.
But if he's dead and he's at least an 11, we're gonna go.
Absolutely. If he's from, like, another country, if he's, like, British or Irish, yeah, he could be as possessive if he wants. We're all living under a bridge now.
I would love to see a scene improvised by Amanda and Emily about, like, like, maybe a sexy vampire that's got a woman and he's trying to do the possessive thing. She's like, no. Just stands up and says no. That'd be so cool. For those who have never listened, Amanda and Emily, We Have a Podcast is really fucking funny. It's Amanda Wirtz and Emily Fontano. They're improvisers. They're real life best friends. And they're super silly and loud, and they talk, they have no hold bars, just like me and my queen's hottie.
None of them filters.
No filter, hotness. Baby. Hashtag no filter, only bad ass babes. And every week, like, people will send in stories, and they will take their stories and use them for, like, to spark their conversations and make these super funny improv scenes. Or sometimes they get real. But yeah, I would definitely love to see, like, sexy vampire erotica.
I need that. A childish baby preteen me, sad and homeschooled, needs that.
Definitely check them out. It's called Amanda and Emily, We Have a Podcast. They are great. They're definitely on iTunes. They're on a few different platforms. Super worth it.
Wow, worth it.
Back to the smut. Where were we last? She was gobbling his cum off her own face. Great.
Absolutely.
By the time I had gotten every drop, he was rock hard again, just from watching me. He stood me up and had me sit on the vanity table again. Opening my legs wide, he stepped between them, his huge hard-on jutting out in front of him. I could feel the fur of his costume on my inner thighs.
Ew,
so goopy, it would smell. Kids are gonna sit on him.
Ew, no, I hate it.
I know. It'll be like the beginning of a fucking Colt 45 by Afro Man when he's like, hello, ladies, and he's in a fish market.
Ew.
Oh, yeah. None of it's good.
Ew.
fur inner thighs and looked straight into his rabbit face as he plunged into my pussy, giving me all 8 inches at once. Oh, I gasped at the sudden invasion, then began to move with his deep, steady thrusts. His paws reached behind me and grabbed my ass, pulling me towards him and taking him as deep as he could go. I wrapped my legs and arms around him, nestling my naked body into his fur as he impaled me over and over. Speaking of vampires, Vlad the Impaler. If you don't know who that is, that's Dracula. I could hear his muffled grunts from inside the costume head and suddenly wondered if he was hot in there.
That would.
Actual hot or like just sweating?
I would be wondering both of those things.
Very true.
Please be hot. God damn it.
Please be at least a six. At least a six to make this count. He stepped out from between my legs and turned me around so I was bending over the table. Now I was looking into the mirror and I swear I almost started laughing at the sight of the big furry rabbit, paws on my hips about to fuck me over a table. But then he was in me again and all funny thoughts disappeared as he pounded into me with the same intensity as before. In this position, I could feel his shaft rubbing my clit, and I could feel another orgasm build.
Oh!
Oh, yes! I moved with his thrust, backing into his hips and feeling his balls against me. The sensations were too much, and an orgasm ripped through my gut, making my knees buckle.
Gut is weird.
Gut is weird. Ooh. So he impregnated her.
What?
Maybe. If an orgasm ripped through her... Oh, hit... I was thinking maybe he just, like, shot a bunch of sperm in there.
I mean, even if he did, that's not, like, an automatic pregnancy.
Maybe Easter Bunny sperm's double strong. It's magical.
He's not actually... He works at a mall. He's not actually magical, though.
It's the perfect disguise. Hiding in plain sight.
But then he would have, like, an Easter Bunny dick. There would be, like, a zipper.
Hiding in plain sight. He's in...
Okay!
He wears Easter Bunny suits under man suits under Easter Bunny suits.
I'm a horse. To be honest with you, Croy, I'm surprised.
The sensations were too much, and an orgasm ripped through my gut, making my knees buckle. He was about to come too, and mercilessly fucked me as my inner wall spasmed around his cock. I felt him swell, and right after he blew an enormous load of cum into me. See? He did! And didn't stop his thrusting hips until the last drop made its way out. He stayed inside me until he was limp.
Ew.
Ew, lame.
You don't need to know that. We just don't need it.
When we finally pulled apart, I started getting dressed, and he zipped up his costume. Neither of us said a word as he took my hand into his paw and walked out of the little room. When we were back in the main part of the mall, he pulled me to him and hugged me. He said, "How does it feel to know you just fucked?"
This is from fucking Devil Rejects.
Fried chicken and gasoline.
This is done by Rob Zombie.
How does it feel to know you just fucked the Easter Bunny? I laughed and said, "Don't tell him I said this, but you were definitely better than Santa." Oh!
Oh wow! She has a thing. She has a fetish. For
we
sure.
got a mall fetish. A mall fetish. She's mall got fetish, a mall yeah. lined up. A mall fetish. Yeah. As someone who is a high school mascot, I feel very, no.
You feel no?
Well, like, first of all, my zipper was Velcro, and it was in the back. So it wasn't, like, in the front, where it would just, like, reveal, I'm assuming this Easter Bunny. There wasn't very much detail on the physicality, so.
Okay.
It could be safe to say that this guy was either just monstrously fat and hairy and weird, or maybe he had abs for days. Maybe. He was the
sexiest. I like
sexiest.
To dream that.
I do.
For my own self, a lot of these books that we've gone through, I've realized that I have to take liberties with my own brain for my own sanity.
Yeah.
And I can't fully... It was hard with the gnome one because she kept on reminding us of the tiny little hands and their tiny little voices.
Tiny mouth.
Tiny mouth. Up, 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 up.
Hi ho, hi ho. Say hi to this hoe.
So that was hard, but for the most part, like, I try my best. Like, in my brain, when I'm reading these, they definitely have, like, characteristics. Like, the unicorn butt cops definitely were unicorn-ish, but I try my best to make them humanoid because my brain can only take so much.
Well, since we never get to see the face, who do we want to cast as the miscellaneous mall Easter Bunny? Who's got... Whoa.
I'm sorry.
Who's got a rad-ass body? All I can think
Channing
of
Channing Tatum.
Exactly! I was going to say Channing Tatum from fucking...
I'm just call it Wreck-It Magic Ralph. Magic Mike. Magic Wreck-It Ralph. He's so good in Wreck-It Ralph.
Pretty much the same thing. Fucking Channing Tatum and Magic Mike is going to wreck it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, his body's great, so let's imagine hell yeah.
All right, Channing Tatum, the mall rat.
Who's this dumb bitch?
Which dumb bitch?
She seems like she's got spunk.
Oh man.
I'm going to say young Winona Ryder.
What?
From like Heathers.
Okay. All I can imagine is her from Stranger Things. So she's got those like bugged out crazy eyes and she's almost constantly just like, meh, meh.
So is she like emaciated as shit? Is it the anorexic girl?
Oh, Lollipop Head.
Yeah. Who are you thinking of?
No, Winona, when she's, like, just as a mom, she's always,
sorry.
Like...
I'm sorry. Now I completely understand where that came from. Yes, absolutely.
No, we'll do Heather's Winona. That's pretty perfect.
Okay, awesome.
That's pretty perfect. I could see Winona Ryder, of all people, fucking a mall rabbit.
Absolutely. And of course. Hope she knows that. Of course. I hope she knows. Let's tag her.
Winona forever. All right. What's our last erotica for today?
Easter Sunday.
What?
I'm sorry. Who started? Who's that? Me to start?
You start.
All right.
This one is Easter Sunday by Miss Mooney 97.
The synopsis is, it's Easter, and the boys are up to no good. Okay, cool.
Oh, it's Harry Potter Easter smut.
Good.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Mm.
What does A/N mean?
A/N? Yeah. Where do you see that?
At the top.
Maybe author's notes?
Oh, sure. That's good guess. Okay. Hello, everyone. Who's ready for some smutty goodness? Okay, whatever. I just don't even care. I just hate everybody. It was unusually hot for April. The sun shone down onto the boys' dorm room. Sirius, who everyone suspected was actually a vampire.
Oh, my God.
Hell, yeah. Was hiding under his bed covers, groaning and hissing at the extremely bright light. Remus was sat on his own bed, laughing quietly to himself as he opened his chocolate Easter egg. That sounds great. Sirius, come on! It's Easter! My favorite celebration of the year! Have a little spirit! This is a lot of fun for me. Remus spoke joyfully as he pushed an unhealthy amount of chocolate in his mouth, moaning as he sucked on it. Sirius sighed from under the covers and pulled them off him, sitting up and looking groggy and annoyed. He walked over to Remus and plonked himself down next to him. We all know why it's your favorite, though, don't we, Sugar Teeth?
I just imagine he has, like, little yellow razors for teeth, like,
me, babe. So gross.
Moi?
Sirius moaned, watching as Remus shoved another mighty amount of chocolate in his mouth. And anyway, it's too hot for chocolate. Need something cooler, Sirius sighed, brushing his hand through his mane of black locks.
Mm.
Why don't you go find Amnesigrad? Is this like a thing?
Oh, his mouth is full. Why don't you go find him and get some ice cream?
Thank you so much for helping out with the cause.
Yeah.
Thank you. Remus spoke behind a mouthful of melted sticky chocolate. Ah, mate, you know James and Pete are off limits today. Both got dates, haven't they? Sirius whined, standing up and walking over to his bed, picking up the wand that fell out of his pocket while he had a tantrum. He sat back down next to Remus, who was still eating chocolate like no tomorrow, and spoke some words. Accio?
Accio.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Accio, ice cream sundae. Sirius spoke loudly, making sure he didn't mess up the spell. Oh, it's a spell, right.
The spell Accio makes something fly to you.
That's so sensual. All right.
So you could be like, Accio hot man, and just...
Why am I not a wizard?
I don't know, motherfucking wizard!
Fucking love it. Making sure he didn't mess up the spell, he didn't want to accidentally Accio Hagrid's lice flea away cream again. The amount of hair stuck to it, ugh. Please help me. Please take it off her hair.
Sirius smiled with delight as a glass holder came flying through his window. White vanilla ice cream piled on top of each other. I can't keep that up. Covered in a red sauce and a cherry on top.
Yum.
A spoon came slowly behind it. That's how I like to come.
Okay.
Remus looked up from eating his chocolate and raised an eyebrow. He had a plan waiting to spring into action, and this was the perfect time. He put down the chocolate and sat behind Sirius, who was now shoving his mouth with cold scoops of ice cream. This pig. He moved his hands down the other boy's back, feeling the strong muscles quiver under his touch. He took the sundae from Sirius's hand and placed it on the bedside table. Straddling the other boy and kissing him. I don't like the use of the word boy. I wish they were saying man, guy.
Anything beast, but boy.
Vampire, adult, legal representation of a sexy boy. Straddling the other man baby and kissing him directly on the mouth, Ramus almost melted at the cold lips that were now angrily smashing against his own. Sirius invaded Ramus's mouth with his ice-cold tongue, the taste of ice cream still on it. Ramus moaned at the oddly enjoyable sensation and laid back down onto the bed, Sirius laying on top of the smaller boy. Man!
God, it's so gross.
You had this plan, didn't you, bad boy?
Ew, 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 ew.
They spelled Easter Bunny wrong. You had this plan, didn't you, Easter Bunny? Sirius whispered into Ramus's ear, making the smaller boy buck his... Man! I'm changing all boys to man. Okay, making sorry. The smaller man buck his hips up desperately. You like the cold, yeah? Like my mouth being so unforgiving on your warm body. I forgot that Sirius was like a man's voice. Let me just scratch all this. You had this plan, didn't you, baby boy?
Oh, man.
Bad boy. Sirius whispered into Ramus's ear, making the smaller man buck his hips up desperately. You like the cold, yeah? Like my mouth being so unforgiving on your warm body. Sirius whispered into his ear, licking the rim of it. Ramus moaned again, struggling against Sirius's strong grip. Please, Siri, I've been bad. Punish me. Ramus panted out, bucking his hips wildly as his erection grew stronger. Sirius smiled and took out his wand, motioning a spell to tie Ramus to the bed and strip him completely naked.
Man, that sounds great.
Why, what do we have here? Someone is a little turned on today. Sirius laughed into Ramus's ear as his erection strained against his stomach, the tip red and leaking. Ew. I wonder if you need a little cool down. Sirius picked up the ice cream sundae, which had melted in the sun's glare. He tipped a little onto Ramus's chest and smiled as the man wiggled and moaned against the cold. Sirius leant down, licking a trail from Ramus's navel to his chest, slurping up the ice cream goodness from his lover's chest. Taking a pink nipple into his mouth, he sucked greedily on it, earning a moan from Ramus.
Does my baby like that when I make him all wet?
Sirius panted, now struggling to keep himself from fucking his lover. Sirius got some more ice cream in his hand and slowly poured it onto Ramus's throbbing member. Ramus moaned loudly and threw... Yeah, I don't like that. Ramus moaned loudly and threw his head back against the bed, thrusting upwards desperately into Sirius's mouth. Sirius sucked on his lover's cock. The taste of ice cream in his mouth. He was slightly disappointed he couldn't taste his lover's cum, said no one ever. Swirling his tongue around the head of his cock, earning a strangled moan from the smaller man. Please, please fuck me. Please get on.
Oh, God.
Fuck. His wrists red raw from struggling against the ropes that held him in place. Sirius pulled out his own cock, pumping it a few times in his hand. He got some more ice cream and gently wetted himself, then slowly entering a finger into his lover's hole.
Okay. This is painful.
Oh, yes. Please, Sirius, fuck me. Fuck me now. Ramus moaned. He didn't wait long for his wish as Sirius buried himself deep into his boyfriend. His hips moved madly as he fucked his boyfriend, the tight hole squeezing around his wet and sticky cock made it feel so much better. Ah, I'm gonna come, Siri, Ramus shouted out as his eyes rolled back into his head. Sirius took this as a cue to come. He moaned and grabbed onto his boyfriend's thighs as he emptied himself inside of him. Sirius pulled out and released the ropes that tied down Ramus. Both boys laid back onto the bed and were breathing... Men! Sorry, men. Both Damn. Men laid back onto the men bed and were breathing heavily like men.
So this has been a good Easter.
Sirius finally spoke, rolling over to face his lover.
I feel like he's got like a cigarette in hand.
Oh, totally. He's got like three. Yeah. Making a crucifix. So this has been a good Easter. Sirius finally spoke, rolling over to face his lover. Ramus smiled and laughed to himself. He looked into Sirius's eyes.
Looks like I'm not the only one with a sweet tooth.
He giggled as Sirius whacked him with a pillow. Both men unaware that their standing in the doorway was Hagrid. You want to take this?
Oh, blimey! Sorry, boys, men. But have any of you seen my lice flee away cream? I thought it might be you again, Sirius. Hagrid laughed.
The two boys looked at each other.
Men.
Oh, fuck. The two men looked at each other, manlily, both aware that they were very naked men, and burst out in uncontrollable man laughter. It was a good Easter Sunday. The mend. Men! God, Missy Moon 97, why are they baby boys?
I don't know either. I'll say, though, at least, you know, we had a heterosexual sex scene, a lesbian sex scene, and a gay sex scene. So the only thing we're missing is, like, some orgy or some, like, animal play. We're doing great.
This was a wonderful trifecta.
It was. It's lovely.
It's like the shirt where you see, like, the woman couple and then a man-woman couple and then a man-man couple all in one hand. All in one hand. LGBTQ+. What's up, world? Good shit. Oh, I'm really glad. I know we didn't get to have sex with, like, the actual Easter Bunny. But
like, the magical Easter Bunny. Yeah.
I mean, except for Channing Tatum is pretty magical.
I will say.
Yeah. So, we didn't get to have sex with the real Easter Bunny, but this was a good solid second. This is a good solid second.
I think we got such a variety. We got two different fandoms, too. We got Twilight, and we got Harry Potter.
Good old HP, like, fucking the erotica breeding room. There's so much Harry Potter erotica out there. Like, we've got to read some more sometime. So, in the spirit of all this magical, magical sex, I just got so many questions, and I just want to know.
Ooh.
Toddy,
yeah.
Would you rather?
I love this game.
I love it, too. For those who can't put together basic words and understand English, Would You Rather is a game where we ask things and find out which you would rather have, or do, or see, or taste, or whatever. So, would you rather be horny 24/7 or for only one day per year?
I'm basically already
24/7. I was like, I'm living it. A nice warm-up question for a loser.
Oh, for a loser? What about you, Corey?
I'm pretty much already horny 24. I mean, unless there's like an incredible amount of stress going on at work, but even still, you're sitting there typing and you're like, this chair could have a penis. Like, it just
It's just the way the brain works, you know, man.
But you sit there and you, there's just so many things going on that if you genuinely only wanted to have sex one day a year, that's bad. And it doesn't say you have to be distractingly horny.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going with definitely horny.
Yeah. I like that. Would you rather find out that your perfect Tinder date has a girlfriend or has a foot fetish?
I've experienced both of these.
I have not. But coming from a first-person perspective, a girlfriend or a foot fetish?
I'm going to say foot fetish because, I mean, like, you can wear... I mean, it's saying, yeah, they're attracted to feet, but it's not saying, like, man, you have to do specific things with your feet.
Yeah.
Like he likes feet that are ground up or dipped in pie.
Feet that have been run through a processor and now look like spaghetti.
That's his thing. You do not... Like, kink shame. Don't do it.
Nope.
But, like, a girlfriend, that's, like, a problem.
Yeah.
Like, that's not, like, definitely been there. That is a problem.
We're not even talking about polyamory. That, like, open on both sides polyamory. It's just all a fat, hot fart.
Yeah.
You can also make some pretty decent money from foot fetish pictures, too. So, I mean, like, it's worth investigating.
It's worth thinking about.
It's worth investigating.
I'm not into it, but it's worth thinking about.
Absolutely. Oh, no. This question is called Tatiana's Dad. Would you rather be turned on every single time you saw a man wearing a fedora or every single time you saw a man wearing Crocs?
Crocs.
I think Crocs too.
Well, I think Crocs are adorable. Like, they're funny. Like,
they're comfy.
And like, a hot man wearing Crocs is only like, yeah, good for you, man. Like, good for you.
But also, you rarely see people wearing Crocs anymore. So I feel like you can go about, obviously, we're already going to be turned on 24/7 because of our first question.
Yeah, absolutely. We're already there. We're living it.
But so many people who just haven't been shown the right path yet to a fedora-free life that seeing a couple of people in Crocs is like, that's not gonna kill your day if like once every few months you just get like a big wet pair of underwear in public.
Well, I feel like with fedoras, it's like it's associated with a very different kind of person. So that also means you're being attracted to, like, the worst kind of human.
Magicians.
Oh, God! Oh, God!
Magicians, middle schoolers.
And my dad.
And your dad. Romantic jazz singers.
Basically.
Oh, no! Would you rather make a sex tape for only your grandparents to see?
No.
Or put your nudes on Facebook for everyone else but your grandparents to see?
Well.
That's tough.
My nudes are pretty much everywhere anyway.
We're not talking beautiful artistic nudes. We're talking like you sent these to a dude and he was an asshole.
It doesn't say that though. It just says nudes.
Fine.
So take that.
Fine.
Plus there's a difference between seeing nudity and seeing graphic sex.
That's very fair.
Like,
especially for your innocent grandparents.
Your grandparents, I mean, like, I wouldn't want to share that with anybody. Like, you know, that's just nudity, it's like, it's a human body.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also not saying how explicit. It's not like, okay, you're bent over backwards, peeling your
camel
labia.
Toe.
Like, just blah, 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 looking into your crinkled hole. You know?
Chocolate stoppage! I actually was going to be like, you know what? I only got one grandparent left, so I'll send her a video of me having sex. Oh, man. But she told me, when I was 16, we were on a cruise, and she spent hours telling me about the sex she had with my grandfather and how I should be having sex at the Ritz-Carlton. So I'm like,
what?
Here's what you get.
That's bananas.
Yeah.
Do you think she changed her tune now, or is she still in that wagon?
Here's the thing. It varies from day to day. There's some days where I'll get emails from her, and she'll be like, hey, you need to buy shorts and stop wearing tops so that you can attract a husband. And then she'll buy them for me and mail them to me, and I'll put them on and send her a picture. She'll be like, what the hell are you doing? You're never going to get a husband when you're a slut. So there's really no winning with her.
Yeah, that sounds fair.
So I'll send her some graphic sex.
But you know what? Might as well. Fair enough.
Oh, no. Would you rather date someone who refused to cuddle or refused to go down on you? So tough.
Oh, my God. This might be the toughest one we've had. I don't know if I could go without cuddling.
No, it's so magical.
Refuse to go down on you?
Oh.
You better be real good at fingering.
Yeah, you better be really good at having, like, just covering your hand like you're talking mouth puppet. Put a little saliva on there and just...
Yeah, puppet hand it out. I don't know, because I feel like that would bother me on, like, an intimate level. That's like, either, because also what's his reasoning? Is it because it's like, I'm grossed out, I don't like doing it, or like, you know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to the question. But I would feel like, you know, I was not being taken care of.
I feel like you're not getting taken care of either way. Especially if people go down on you and then expects a blowjob, like, go fuck yourself.
Like, get real. But the cuddles. Can you imagine?
It's really
hard. I've never felt so torn. Okay. I think I'm going to go with cuddle. With giving up going down on you. It's both
like
awful.
Giving up oral?
Only because there are other ways of coming. It's all different. It's not as intimate. Like, it's just different.
Yeah,
but
putting your head on someone's chest and
snuggling. Like, that's just like something. There is no alternative for cuddling. Like, there are alternative ways to get off and be sexual. It's still not the same. I'm still not stoked about it, but I think I would go with having cuddling.
I've got to agree.
That was a tough one. That was a tough decision we've made.
Not easy.
No, shocking.
Holy hell. Okay, last one. I feel like I already hate to be like, well, it shouldn't be kind of hot.
Yes.
Would you rather find out that the last guy you fucked was your long-lost cousin or that he was a brutal murderer?
Brutal murderer.
Yeah!
So sexy.
Like, wait a minute. This shouldn't be how I feel about this at all.
Isn't that problem? See, all that changes someone from being creepy to not creepy is how hot they are.
Well, is it creepy? If it's a long-lost cousin, could it be third degree?
That's true.
Is third degree? That's not how you say it. Like second.
No. I forget what they. What
second
they,
cousin.
Yeah, fourth cousin, whatever. Because I was homeschooled, so I didn't know a lot of humans. I'm riding like a real crush on my cousin, and I was like, Mom, I want to get married to him, and she was like, No, get that out of here. And I was like, but I heard that thing that was. She's like, No, he's your first cousin. No, I think it was my second cousin. Second cousin.
Everybody's got a hot cousin. We all learn. We all learn the same way. Hanging out, and then you're like, I'm gonna marry them. And your family's like,
No, you don't know how this works. And you're like, well, I'll show you.
I'll show you.
Never mind.
We'll check it out. Next week, we're actually going to be reading Doggy Style by Angelica Wallows for real. Actually doing it. Be sure to check out snatch22podcast.com, where you can find all of our social media. Follow us, like us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all that good stuff. And be sure to leave us a review. And also, check out the Amanda and Emily podcast. It's pretty damn fun. Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode of Snatch 22 Podcast. I'm Croy.
And I'm Tatiana.
See you next week. Be sure to come for the books.